وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, the All Compassionate, the All Merciful. Assalamu alaikum, my dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to the series of Talks for Humanity. I'm Hamza Azizi from IRIB English Radio. We've been talking about the issues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to think upon. We thought about and we talked about different issues, about fire, about skies, about clouds, about water. And you see that all these issues are respectively connected to each other. But the other issue that I would like to touch from the verses of the Holy Quran is the issue of lightning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ يُرِيكُمُ الْبَرْقَ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. One of His signs is that He shows you the lightning, arousing fear and hope. In the cloudy skies, you see that there is lightning. And there's a thunder as well. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is one of the signs. Even thunder is a whole chapter is named after that in the Holy Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that both thunder and lightning are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then He says that when people see this lightning, they have both feelings at the same time. Both the feeling of fear and hope. The reason why for having the feeling of fear is clear, because it's a kind of naturally it frightens when we hear the voice of thunder or we see the lightning in the sky. Besides some possible dangerous consequences might have, naturally it is a little bit frightening. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you have another feeling of hope, and that is because of the rain, because it is a sign of following rain. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you have both feelings at the same time. Another issue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proposes in His holy book is the birds. أَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ فِي جَوِّ السَّمَاءِ. Have they not regarded the birds disposed in the air of the sky? مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. No one sustains them except Allah. Who is going to keep them moderate and strong in the sky, not falling down? إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. It's a kind of sign that the believing people, they would think of. There's another verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the same words, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَانِ. the merciful God keeps them. So here says Allah, there he says Rahman. It means that this is the mercy of God. This is the mercy of God that keeps the birds in the sky. Think of that up until the next break.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, to this series of Talks for Humanity. I'm Hamza Azizi from IRB English Radio. We've been talking about the birds, the issue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to think upon. We said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنِ. This is the merciful God who is sustains them. It means that this is the mercy. It comes from the mercy of God. As you know, that the mercy of God is something that covers all creatures, no matter they are human beings or animals or things, plants, believers, non-believers, doesn't matter. Another issue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also emphasizes very beautifully, and I repeat that all of these issues are very, very simple issues. It's not complicated at all. It shows that we are so ignorant. We are so much ignorant that we haven't thought upon the very simple issues like skies, like water, like the earth, like the birds. And here it comes with milk. Yes, milk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةً. There is indeed a moral for you in the cattle. نُسْقِيكُم مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ. We give you to drink of that. مِن بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ. Which is in their bellies from between intestinal waste and blood. Very interestingly, he explains that this milk that you it sounds very delicious to you, and it is actually delicious. Have you thought that it comes from the belly of the animal, from the belly of the cow? It goes between waste and blood. So both are disgusting. If we think of waste of the animal, or if we think of blood of the animal, both are disgusting. But through these two disgusting things, a very delicious liquid comes out, which is milk. Labanan khalisan, a pure milk. Sa'iran, pleasant to the drinkers. Or in another case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about bees. وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ. Your Lord inspired the bee. أَنِتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا. Make your home in the mountains. وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ. And on the trees. وَمِمَّا يَعْرُشُونَ. And the trellis size that they erect. ثُمَّ كُلِي مِن كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Then eat from every kind of fruit and flower. فَسْلُكِي سُبُلَ رَبِّكَ. And follow meekly the ways of your Lord. يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا. There issues from its belly شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ. A juice of diverse hues in which there is a cure for the people. فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. The honey. فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ. So look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how interestingly explains the process of production of honey. When you read these verses, I want just to touch very briefly this point, that when you read all these verses, you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in any occasion, He talks about His supervision, that I'm watching, I'm supervising the whole world. Everything is under my supervision. And that is very beautiful. Have a good time thinking upon these issues. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله